here in the postseason, you know, the big story is this freshman quarterback from Butte, Montana, who got thrown in basically at the last minute. You know, the starting quarterback for the Montana State Bobcats goes up for transfer something like 2 days before their first playoff game. You know, the Grizz just won the Cat Grizz game for the first time in about 5 years. And so a lot of people are like, oh, man, the Bobcats lost their quarterback. They got a playoff game. And then what's the big story? Touchdown Tommy, the freshman from Butte, Montana. Holy cow, just doing an incredible job. And then they knocked out Sam Houston State. Now they're playing home game for the semifinals here in Bozeman later this week. But I remember seeing it, you know, seeing this impressive run by Touchdown Tommy. And I saw some of my friends who are Bobcat fans were saying, man, this reminds us of another Bobcat quarterback, Travis Lule, back in the early 2000s. Travis Lule, great to have you here on Montana Talks. Thanks for joining us this morning.
Yeah, thanks for having me. And I think you're right. I think Bobcat Nation is excited. And Tommy, Touchdown Tommy, it's the talk of the town. It's a pretty cool story so far.
Yeah. But, well, in Butte, Montana, you know, I think once you find out, hey, he's from Butte, Montana, it's like, okay, well, now we know why he was ready. That you know, you could throw a Butte kid anywhere, and they're going to be Butte tough. But, yeah, you know, a lot of people were throwing your name out there. Kind of a similar story in the sense that you got thrown in as a true freshman, too.
Yeah, I would say, yeah, the similarity is maybe, you know, when I got there as a freshman, I wasn't expecting to play, and I don't think the coaching staff was expecting to have to play me during my freshman season. And so as the season went on, we started a little slow, and I guess I had shown well enough at practice, and they threw me in late in a couple of games, and I gave them a glimmer of hope, I guess, and so they started to throw me out there and, you know, into the fire, into the real game, so to speak, and you know, it was kind of a sink or swim moment, and you know, I just remember pretty vividly thinking, I recognize that I'm a freshman on this team. There's a lot of guys that have put in a lot of blood, sweat, and tears to this program. So as a freshman, I just have to, you know, I have to be good enough for them. I have to get to their level. It's not about me. It's about me doing the best I can to help these older guys win. And I know, I know that feeling of being out there as a freshman and how bad you want it for, not just for yourself, but the guys, particularly the guys that are older than you. And Tommy found himself in a position late in the year, you know, he hadn't started all season long. The Cats were ranked in the top 10 for much of the back half of the season. But then all of a sudden, you know, Matt McKay transfers. I don't know the story behind all of that, but, you know, he had regressed a little bit late in the season, so maybe there was some talk of getting Tommy a little bit more playing time. But, you know, once he transferred, there's no one else there to do it. It's Tommy, it's fully your show, right? And so it's sink or swim. And, you know, he finds himself in playoff football doing that. And, boy, he's just answered the call. I mean, with flying colors so far, it's been really tremendous to watch. And, I'm really pulling for him from my home viewing here in Oregon to see if he got a couple more in him and the Cats can keep this thing going.
Yeah, and then the big game last weekend, I saw the, you know, MSU had the write-up. Tommy Mellott scored 3 touchdowns, and Montana State's defense limited Sam Houston to his season scoring low in a 42-19 quarterfinals victory in Huntsville, Texas last Saturday. But yeah, Touchdown Tommy is how people are referring to him, from Butte, Montana. You actually got to meet Touchdown Tommy, as I understand it, before the season.
I did, yeah, kind of by chance. So last spring, it was in June, I was inducted into the Montana Football Hall of Fame, which is a really cool honor. My dad and I flew back to Billings to be inducted with a number of greats that have come through the Treasure State and made their mark in pro football. And Tommy was there with his folks, being recognized as the Montana Gatorade High School Player of the Year. So we just happened, you know, it was just my dad and I, it was just Tommy and his folks, and so they paired us together. So, yeah, so we had a conversation. I didn't know much about him to that point. I'd obviously seen his name and knew about him just in terms of being a recruit and a kid that had a great high school career. But, you know, even talking to Coach Brent Vegan that night at the banquet, I said, yeah, I'm sitting next to Tommy. Boy, he seems like a good kid. He seems like he's got a good head on his shoulders. Folks are really nice people. And he was like, yeah, you know, he's actually really athletic, and we're going to find a way to get him on the field a little bit. He's probably our best runner. And, you know, so at that point it was just like, you know, yeah, we're going to try to sprinkle him in here and there. He's showing well. So, you know, there was no talk of, hey, we can't wait to get this kid starting for a playoff run next year, right? And so he's just – obviously he's surpassed expectations and gained the trust of his coaching staff and teammates for them to – you know, entrust him to be the starting quarterback in a big moment for the program.
Yeah, and you know, Butte, Montana is so cool when it comes to the Cats and the Grizz just in general, because Butte's right smack dab in the middle of Bozeman and Missoula, so you'll get kids that'll go in both directions. In fact, if I remember right, you know, if the Cats are going to Missoula, they'll stop in Butte for dinner on the way, and if the Grizz are going to Bozeman, the same deal. They'll stop in Butte along the way, so Butte's kind of, you know, right in the middle of the fight.
Butte, America is the center point of the universe, isn't it? Yeah, so it's perfect that it's right between Missoula and Bozeman. Yeah, it's really cool. It's always, you always, smile and wear that with a little bit of pride when one of the Butte kids comes to your school, because you know you're always getting tough, hard-nosed, quality individuals, and so when you get those guys to come to your side of the mountain, you feel pretty good about it. And so, obviously, Touchdown Tommy's been all of that and more so far.
Well, I know, you know, obviously, you know, I went to the University of Montana, so I was there when you were the quarterback for the Bobcats. And so I know when, you know, my fellow University of Montana folks hear the name Travis Lule, and then now they're hearing Touchdown Tommy, and they're thinking reminiscent of Travis Lule, they're probably thinking, oh, no, here we go. Because the Grizz used to always dominate the Cat Grizz game. And then here comes Travis Lule, and all of a sudden the Cats started winning. And then in recent years, they were dominating it.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, it has. It's been a fun journey to be a part of kind of the resurgence of the rivalry, if you will. You know, maybe Montana fans are perfectly happy winning every year, but I think it's a good, healthy rivalry when both teams are, you know, both programs are in a good place where either team could win when you get to that game. And, you know, in recent history, as you mentioned, that game has often had playoff implications, conference title implications, arguably the two programs over the last 20 years have been, you know, two of the best ones, you know, with along with Eastern Washington probably, in the Big Sky Conference. So, you know, I think Montana folks should have a lot of pride in that. Obviously, you know, if your allegiance is to one school or the other, you wish that the most recent Cat Grizz game went in your favor. But, you know, it was pretty cool to see the Cats win four in a row up until this year. And, you know, the only way to kind of make the sting of losing a rivalry game go away is to make a deep run in the playoffs. So I think, you know, hopefully it looks like that the team has kind of recovered from that loss in the rival game. And it's kind of coming into their own late in the season. I think they're kind of peaking at the right time. So South Dakota State's a really good football team, but Bozeman's going to be rocking on Saturday.
Yeah, I was wondering if you have any predictions for the I was hoping myself that we'd have another Cat Grizz game in the national championship, but, you know, the Grizz lost, you know, their quarterback in the game early on, and then, of course, Akim, who's been doing an incredible job, and so it would have been great to see another Cat Grizz game and in the national championship. How incredible would that have been? But any predictions for the Jackrabbits this weekend?
Well, I'm not betting against the Montana State football team, but I tell you what, I really do think, I mean, even before the seeding was all set and all that we knew South Dakota State was a really good football team, and I thought that was a tough draw for Sacramento State, who, you know, was the outright Big Sky Conference champion this year and had a high seed, and they had an unseeded South Dakota State team come there and handle them pretty good. But I mean, even since week one of the season, I can't remember who the opponent was, but it was an FBS opponent, and South Dakota State handled them pretty easily, won by multiple scores. So it's a good football team. I think what Montana State does really well and is such a recipe for winning playoff football games is being so sound on defense and being able to run the football really well. And Tommy adds an extra dimension to what the Cats can do offensively from a run production point of view. So I think the way they are built, the way they beat Sam Houston State, I mean, that's the recipe to beat any good football team, is to control the ball on offense, play really sound, tenacious defense, and I like our odds. I think we're playing with a lot of momentum coming home. This is the biggest game in Bozeman since 1984. It just is. And so, you know, I got to believe that the guys are going to play fired up. When I watch those, the guys who are have been in the program for a number of years. Guys like Troy Anderson, who, you know, this was a sub 500 program when Troy came in, and to see it where it's at now, where they're, you know, this is the second year in a row they're at the semifinals. They've been in the semifinals before. You know, they know what this feels like for most of these guys. I can't imagine they don't play with crazy energy. So I'm gonna say Bobcats in a close game, but Cats by, let's go, 9.
All right. There's your prediction. Biggest game since 1984. Travis Lulay, it's been great catching up with you. Thanks for taking some time out. And, yeah, greatly appreciate your time this morning.